92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Some state officials say the DeForest Data Center proposal is not in the public's best interest. QTS wants DeForest to annex more than 1,600 acres of property from Vienna to build their data center there. The State Department of Administration reviews annexation petitions. Their job is to give recommendations on whether that's a good idea or not, based on services provided if a property moves from one jurisdiction to another. They look at whether first responders, water and sewer systems, and the roads can handle that additional land. And the Department of Administration says no, they do not believe DeForest can best provide the water and sewer services necessary for the data center. Now, the DOA does not have the power to approve or deny projects. Even if they say it's not in the public's best interest, DeForest can move ahead anyway. The Village Board told WKOW they're still carefully considering all the pieces of the puzzle. At a meeting last week, analysts gave a presentation to the Village Board saying 5 years from now, the data center could generate an extra $12 million in taxes each year. The board is currently negotiating a pre-annexation agreement with QTS. Their next public meeting is February 9th. And the special bald eagle watching days are this weekend in Sauk City. A long-running study has found high PFAS levels in the water are harming our bald eagle population. Isabella Nieto reports.
According to a WPR report, the Great Lakes Bald Eagle Health Project has been testing the birds for contaminants like heavy metals in their blood since 1990. The organization began testing blood samples from eaglets along Lake Superior and the Apostle Islands in 2023. They found around 40 different types of PFAS. Researchers also determined that the higher levels of PFAS leave the birds more susceptible to disease.
We've got a cold weekend ahead, but it's been kind of a roller coaster. We hit 52 degrees here in Madison just days ago. It's the free fishing weekend statewide, so more people may be around our lakes and ponds. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has some reminders about staying safe around ice.
Spring melting weather, causing significant ice loss on the Great Lakes in just 1 week. They dropped from 15% down to a mere 5% ice coverage. Lake Michigan had over 11% ice, and now it's down to just 7%, while Lake Superior, the coldest of them all, has merely 3%. Inland lakes are having the same problem. Thinning ice and slushy open waters are revealing themselves. If you break through, the Coast Guard rushes out.
We have an ice rig and airboat ready to go.
That's Coast Guard Sturgeon Bay BM3 Evan Peffley. How long do you have to survive? It's the 1-10-1 rule.
You have like 1 minute to catch your breath before you start freaking out and hyperventilating. And then you have 10 minutes of meaningful movements. You'll start to have issues with like moving your fingers, toes. And then generally speaking, like you have usually about an hour.
Where one spot may be a foot thick and then taking your next step could be just inches.
Ice flows are the main causes people go out ice fishing. There'll be a crack in the ice and then the wind will end up blowing a large chunk of ice with people on it, and people just start floating away.
No ice is completely safe ice, but clear ice is thicker compared to snow-covered, milky, or bubbly-looking ice. Also, avoid inlets, outlets, and narrows that have currents running underneath, and always bring ice picks with you and a rope.
Make sure you have a very solid means of communication, whether that's a handheld radio or phone.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A mainstay of Madison's restaurant scene has died. John Cavanaugh's family opened the Esquire Club on the East Side all the way back in the 40s. It's Madison's oldest family-owned supper club. Cavanaugh tried to retire a couple years ago and found a new owner for the restaurant, but it just didn't work out. He ended up right back over there coming out of retirement to keep running the family legacy. Cavanaugh's son told the State Journal his dad had been dealing with health issues for years. He was 76 years old. And starting today, a small portion of Bassett Street is closed, just the part between West Johnson and West Dayton. They're dismantling a crane there. It should all be back to normal by Monday. And it's the free fun weekend for Madison and Dane County Parks.
things like lake access and ice fishing that you would usually need a permit for are free. There's a candlelit walk tomorrow in Warner Park and Bird and Nature Adventures both tomorrow and Sunday. Officials opened our skating rinks earlier this winter, and then they had to close them again once it got really warm. They're hoping to have a handful of our skating rinks open this weekend. But with the roller coaster of temperatures we've had just within the last week, the ice can be finicky. So you'll want to check the county parks website to see if any are open. And Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, dedicated to the civil rights pioneer who championed nonviolent protest. The Madison and Dane County MLK observance is Monday night at the Overture Center. There's no school, so the King Coalition is hosting its Youth Call to Service event. The goal is to encourage kids to volunteer their time. It's geared toward middle and high schoolers. Remember, city, state, and federal buildings are closed on Monday, too. There's also no mail. Metro Transit will be operating on their Saturday schedule. And if Monday is your normal pickup day for trash and recycling, the Streets Division will be around Tuesday. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks lose on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks lost to the San Antonio Spurs 119-101. Milwaukee fell so far behind, head coach Doc Rivers decided to wave the white flag and bench most of his starters.
We got our play, guys. Let me say this. Before the game, if you had told us we shot 48 threes, what would you have thought? We didn't make them. And the missed threes, long rebounds got them out running. That hurt us. But the fouling killed us.
The Bucks are off until Monday when they host the Hawks. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers at the Kohl Center tomorrow at 1 against Rutgers. Greg Gard on CBS Sports asked about that big win last weekend over number 2 ranked Michigan.
How many text messages were on your phone when you went to the locker room after the game?
Over 100. Most all the former coaches and ADs I've worked with and for. And no, it was fun. Proud of our players and locker room. Obviously, was very celebratory.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Additional light snow showers expected today. Any additional accumulations should be on the light side. It will be a bit breezy with high temperatures in the lower 30s. For tonight, a few lingering light snow showers, primarily before midnight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with lows near 12.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.